USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tons of rain has caused flooding in Texas and Louisiana. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service says river levels will remain high this week.
One of the big weather stories that's going to continue for a long while now is all of the flooding along the major rivers. The whole length of the Mississippi River is essentially in flood stage now, and other tributaries out towards the Missouri River and places in East Texas. That will take a long time to drain.
Chairman Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee says that Congress must fight to preserve its oversight rights before the judicial branch, pushing back against the White House's efforts to block them.
They're just stonewalling. They want to draw this out as long as possible, and we're going to fight it. We are fighting it.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A portion of the Houston Ship Channel has been reopened after a collision between a 755-foot tanker and a tugboat that was pushing two barges. John Clements reports.
The Houston Ship Channel has been reopened to one-way tow traffic only. Greg Bierman, a spokesman at Unified Command, tells us one of the vessels carried 25,000 barrels of a gasoline product called Reformate.
There was significant damage to one of two barges. Only one of the two barges has actually released product. The other barge is thought to be completely intact.
At the time of the collision, there was a queue of 33 vessels inbound with 27 outbound with 91 vessels stationary called Anchorage. I'm John Clemens.
Another big win at the box office for Avengers Endgame.
I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do.
The film took in $65 million this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An actress and model from the 60s has passed away. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
That's from the late 1960s Mod Squad series. Star Peggy Lipton played a hippie cop, Julie Barnes, on the show from 1968 through 1973. The series, which co-starred Michael Cole and Clarence Williams III, dealt with issues such as domestic violence, abortion, police brutality, the Vietnam War, and drugs. Over five seasons, the series earned Lipton one of the It Girls of her time, four Emmy nominations, and a 1971 Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in a TV Drama. In 1990, Lipton returned to acting in what became her most enduring role as waitress Norma Jennings in David Lynch and Mark Frost's cult TV series Twin Peaks. She also had recurring roles on TV shows like Popular, Alias, and Crash, and appeared on her daughter's comedy Angie Tribeca, as well as on the TNT drama Claws. Lipton died at the age of 72 after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first trip to Russia. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pompeo expected to arrive in Russia on Monday to meet with President Vladimir Putin and his foreign minister in Sochi on Tuesday. The trip coming less than a month after Special Counsel Robert Mueller released his report detailing extensive contacts between the Russian government and the Trump administration, though finding no evidence of a conspiracy to interfere in the election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.